Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April 20th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down 3¾ cents at 318.5, May wheat up 15 cents at 548, and May beans down 5.5 cents at 827. Wheat was higher on news that Russia is going to suspend exports on wheat probably about mid-May once they get to their 7 million metric ton quota. That opens up the door for U.S. business here. So the wheat was both up 15, and both wheats were up 15 cents, Kansas City and Chicago. Corn and beans lower as the crude oil makes new, not only contract lows, but I don't know the last, maybe 15 years ago we were this cheap, 20 years ago. We're down to $10.98 a barrel in the May crude. That's down $7.29 on the day. The June is up at $21.71, so there's about an $11 spread between May and June crude oil. Tomorrow's the first notice day on the crude oil, so it's possible that whatever low we're going to make, it'll be tomorrow on the crude. But that's dragging the beans and corn down. Is the wheat going to be strong enough to pull the corn and beans up? I don't know. Or is the beans, the weakness in the beans and the corn going to pull the wheat down? You know, it's a 50-50 shot either way. We've got the Dow Jones down 500, mainly because of the crude oil. Looks like Corona is starting to back off a little bit, but the ramifications go on for months and months and months, in my opinion. But hopefully we'll start opening up a few things here shortly. But, you know, the government gave farmers $19 billion of aid, $3 billion in food purchases, for things like potatoes, milk, vegetables, fruits, and another $16 billion for direct payments to American farmers. It looks like the ranchers are going to get the bulk of it, but grain farmers are going to get a large chunk as well. So that should at least, you know, ensure that we get a crop planted this year, and it should help somewhat out here. But we really need to see things get back to normal in the world, and that I think it's a farther away than the government's letting us know, but we'll have to see. So that's about it. It's going to be a war in the grains today between the wheat versus the corn and the beans, and we'll just have to see who wins out. Export inspections will be at 10 o'clock. We'll get an update on the crop progress on the plantings on the corn and the crop condition on the wheat. I'm hearing that some wheat acres did get some pretty good frost and freezes over the last several days. There was more snow and some of the areas in Colorado, Wyoming, and that area. So there could be some damage out there. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.